Back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. Johnny came back with you. It's now time to talk Jackson Heights girls basketball with head coach Dan Shoup. Well, Jackson Heights continuing to roll along, now 8-0 on the year. Two more solid wins since we've last talked. A 60-23 win on Friday over McClouth, and then on Tuesday, a lot of people thought that maybe for the league championship with ACCHS, Jackson Heights wins it going away 47-28. So, Coach, two more really solid wins. Let's start with just Tuesday night, though. You knew going in that was a big game against probably one of the top teams in the Northeast Kansas League, and your girls ultimately pull away for that 19-point victory. What did you see in that one?
Oh, I mean, we did things well on both ends of the floor, so we did for that first game and meeting them for the first time. I mean, we knew coming in, I mean, we're talking probably about the two best teams in our league. And so, I mean, it could have went either way. I think we probably executed things a little better than they did and then hit some shots at times to kind of spread it out, which kind of pushed it our way, so it did.
Yeah, and defensively, I mean, you only give up 28 points. You first force over 20 turnovers, and really the last several games, your defense has continued to be really good. What are you seeing from your defensive side of the floor right now?
Well, I've got a lot of experience back from last year. I mean, most of these kids I got out there have been playing the same system for multiple years, so they really understand their responsibilities and how we play on the defensive end, and we really stress that side of the ball a lot in practice and in games. So, I mean, the kids are really buying into that end, and that's huge for us.
And also talking about that ACCHS game as well, that's one of the big games you have circled on your schedule as far as one test that you know you're going to get, and your girls obviously passed it with flying colors. So what did that show you then about your team, kind of where they're at right now at this point in the season?
Oh, they're probably, I mean, you look at it, I mean, there's still things that we got to improve on that we're not satisfied with, that we need to get better at as we move forward. But you want those type of games every once in a while. I think we're going to get it here when we get into that Hiawatha tournament and start seeing some different teams out of our league, see where we're at and see what we need to improve on so we can kind of tighten those things up as we head into the second half.
Yeah, now you look ahead, you've got kind of a unique situation. You're going to play Horton coming up tomorrow night, and then you're going to have Horton again next week as you have the week off as far as mainly a normal schedule as far as things go. So how do you now approach this with back-to-back games against Horton?
Well, like I told the kids or yesterday in practice, it's about looking at the things that we need to improve on and taking it game by game. Yeah, it's kind of a unique situation with the Horton, having to play them back-to-back here. But we're looking at it on our end and how we can improve, how we can get better, so that we're peaking at the right time here in about a month, month and a half.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations on this 8-0 start to the year and these two big wins since we've last talked. But good luck the rest of the way here going forward, especially with Horton coming up on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, Diane. Thanks for everything you do. We really appreciate it.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much. That's Dan Shoup, the head coach of the Jackson Heights girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.